program. We're with you every Saturday from 10 to 11 on KTBL 1050. I'm Jeffrey Candelari, along with
DJ Heckes.
Once again, the purpose of ABQ Connect Now radio business program is to host power brokers, business decision makers, people of consequence in the Albuquerque economic ecosystem we call Albuquerque, right? So DJ, let's get right to it. Introduce our guest today.
I am so ready. Today we have not only a friend, but a special guest, Wendy Ederer. She is actually the current founder and director of Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center. She's identified and worked to fill the gaps in services for small businesses in the community in New Mexico. She started this successful new business venture, but really coming from a history of being with PTAP, which is New Mexico Procurement Technical Assistance Program, with all her experience to start her new business. Wendy, welcome today as our guest.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Jeffrey and DJ. Happy to be here.
So, Wendy, tell us about what it's like to go working from a government organization such as PTAP, where you did some great things, which I want to get to that next, but how you decided to really tie in and become an entrepreneur for your new business, Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center.
Well, thank you, DJ. Frankly, the government side, working, you know, starting up and running the Procurement Technical Assistance Program, which people know as the PTAP, for 5 years, was actually the departure from my norm, which was working for large corporations, owning two businesses of my own here in Albuquerque. And so it was a little harder fitting into that mold, frankly, because I'm an entrepreneur. I have that kind of energy and drive. And I needed to fit into the regulated world of grant management and administration, and it wasn't easy. I've had to fit into the structure at Santa Fe Community College, and in the beginning I was a square peg kind of trying to push down into a round hole, but I thought shave your sides and fit in because this is a purpose that you really believe in.
Thank you for tuning in to ABQ Connect Now. We're with you every Saturday from 10 to 11 on KTBL 1050. If you're a business person, please tell your friends to continue to listen to the show. We also complement the radio show with live events, including a leadership event we're going to have coming up in February. And then, DJ, you have a couple of ABQ Connect Now events you're going to discuss here on the radio with our listeners.
I do. Please attend an RSVP. The first one is November 18th. It's Exhibit's Jingle Mingle event, and Jeffrey will be there also. This is a great event to where you get together, and it's a holiday celebration. Last year, we had 350 people. You can RSVP at 828-0574. The next ABQ Connect networking event also is December 2nd at Dave & Buster's. If you have not been there, what a great opportunity to check out a great facility and network from 5 to 7 p.m. You can call Jeffrey on his cell at
604-9081. Thank you, DJ. So, Wendy, getting back to you and Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center, again, Procurement Technical Assistance Program in New Mexico. Most of us obviously know what procurement is, but what is PTAP? Because we don't want to assume our listeners know what that acronym means. Tell us a little bit about the Procurement Technical Assistance Program in New Mexico.
It's a fantastic statewide program with 7 advisors located statewide. And the purpose of the PTAP, and I'm giving them a great plug, I'm not the leader anymore, but I'm always supporting them, is to assist small businesses in connecting to government contracts. And during the time that I started up and ran the PTAP, during those 5 years, and it continues to breed a ton of success, that program, we helped assist small businesses to the tune of $118.8 million, 938 separate contracts, the average being $127,600. So this is a tremendous program. And if any small business owner is looking to diversify into the government contracting world, as we know, the federal government's the biggest customer here in New Mexico, I encourage them to go online and seek out their nearest PTAP advisor.
Wendy, where would they go online at now that you said that statement?
I believe it's nmptap.com dynamicgrowth.org.
Hey, thank you. Now, here's another question. The PTAP, you said, and I don't want to stay too long on PTAP, but you said it was a very successful program. So why the transition out to form the Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center if you've already built something, you know, helped build with the PTAP? Mm-hmm. Tell me about that transition and you're helping existing businesses.
Well, my background is in growing my own companies and helping other small businesses grow through consulting especially. And at the PTAP, we had an opportunity to work with thousands of small business owners that were established businesses. My transition to the Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center was simply because I wanted to fill the gap by providing comprehensive resources to our established business owners. The PTAP's up and running. That program is great. It doesn't need me anymore. But I felt that there was a gap in services in the greater Albuquerque area for comprehensive resources, not just the government contracting, not just for startups, but for our established small business owners.
Again, thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect Now. Again, if you'd also like to announce a business activity or something regard to your business, like a business event, give us a call at 604-9081, 604-9081. So, Wendy, getting back to what you have done as a business entrepreneur and owner for many years, when you started in business, probably I'm surmising 20 years ago or so, what's changed? We were talking in the green room about, I was in the steam room the other day, and these millennials brought their cell phones in the steam room. The attachment to technology is almost an obsession. It was annoying, actually, to see people in the steam room with their cell phones. But so what kind of changes have you seen 20 years ago when you founded a business to today? What are some of the nuances in business that you've seen and some insights that can help some of our business listeners about how you really can navigate in business today?
Well, that's a great question. And I have been able to watch the landscape change from the early 80s on, not just 20 years ago, because when I got out of college, I worked in what was called the high tech field and sold the very first PCs when they first came out and the equipment that were the predecessors to the PCs. And I have seen individuals and companies first adopt the very basic original tech items to where we are now, where it's just crazy. It's the question is, what can't we do, not what can we do at this point? I think that in terms of, you know, where we're at with folks and their technology, I'm 55 years old. I'm not afraid to tell my age. I'm a little cybered out sometimes. You know, those of us middle age on, we get a little overloaded, where the young folks can just do it for days.
Well, that's what I was talking about when I was in the steam room. And, you know, it's relaxed time in the steam room, you would
right.
think. But I'm literally telling you, 8 out of 10 bodies in there had their phone. And it was annoying. You know, it's like these people, you go to a restaurant, and when I'm with my wife, I'm looking at her, I'm talking to her, I insist that she does not bring her phone when we go on a date because it's about a genuine connection. So this whole technology thing can be a great asset to your business, but at the same time, it can be a little obsessive, and I think that's
right.
what you're talking about.
And etiquette. I think that we need to have charm school, so to speak, learn some etiquette around our tech items these days.
You know, the average person checks their phone every 96 seconds for a text message, an email, or anything coming across. What does that tell you? That we're looking at short increments when we're looking at anything big. We've got to change it, go back to the etiquette, and look at businesses more strategically instead of tactically.
I agree. And it has a lot to do with, you know, how do we interact with each other these days? When we've got our phones and we text, and that's how we respond to an important question from what could be from a potential customer. No, we need to pick up the phone more often. We need to pick up the phone, have that one-on-one call. We have forgotten, except for those of us old enough to remember, what it's like to pick up a phone, have a real conversation, meet someone in person to have an even deeper conversation. Everything's about relationship building. And here in New Mexico, that is primo. We've got to help our younger folks that are attached to the tech items and get them working face-to-face with folks.
Thank you for tuning in to ABQ Connect Now. We're with you every Saturday from 10 to 11 on 1050 KTBL. Our guest is Wendy Ederer. She is the owner of Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center. DJ, before we go back to Wendy, talk a little bit about our live events coming up over the next couple of months.
Yes, what I'd like to also cover is please save the date, February 4th. We have our Leadership Tomorrow Today Summit. It will be at the Marriott Pyramid from 7:30, 7:45. We'll be networking. It'll start promptly at 8 and end at noon. We've got a national speaker coming to talk about some cool leadership techniques. We have Steve Wadeen and some other dynamic speakers. It's all about leadership in motivating and inspiring people that want to own a business. What does it take to be a really good leader?
Yeah, DJ, it's only $25. That includes a continental breakfast. Where are you going to get like five, power broke speakers for $25 and breakfast in one session? Right?
With practical takeaways.
Yes.
That's what I really like the most, Jeffrey.
So how can they register when I say they are listeners, the leadership? Well, they can call you and or me at 604-9081, 604-9081. And our next ABQ Connect Now live event is December 2nd at Dave & Buster's, 5 to 7 p.m. It is a free service that we provide as an extension of this radio broadcast.
Great. Let's go back to that conversation. I want to also talk about the opposite perspective on that. As a business owner for Exhibit, I actually got an email on a weekend. It was on a Saturday afternoon, and it was from a person from New York that needed a display. Pretty quick turn, 6 weeks. We're not talking about a portable. We're talking about a custom. Because I got it on my email within my iPhone, I could respond to her instantly, set up a conference call, and closed a $28,000 sale. So that's the good part of the iPhones. The bad part is being able, as an entrepreneur, to disconnect. You've got to be without the phone and have a break from it.
I agree with that.
So going on, Wendy, we've talked enough about the cyber things. How is your program funded? And I know that I'm a resource partner, Exhibit. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how you did the collaboration. Because I think for a small business perspective, that collaboration is huge to grow exponentially.
Absolutely. And thank you, DJ and Jeffrey. The Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center was launched at Southwest Capital Bank at the end of January of this year. Prior to that, I spent about 6 months in development, putting this program together. My first place to go to was the business world. If you want something done quick, you go to busy business owners. And so it was easy for me to identify the folks that I wanted as resource partners. And can I list them?
Yes.
Real quick. Alphabetical order, Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce, Annapurna's, Bocatec, who designed and maintains the website, Colliers International, Exhibit, Marriott Albuquerque Pyramid North, Moses Dunn Farmer and Tuthill, the Moses Dunn Law Firm, Moss Adams, Sandia National Laboratories, Sandoval Economic Alliance, Southwest Capital Bank, the Loan Fund, who acts as our fiscal agent, UNM Continuing Ed, Valiant and Valiant Printing.
So these are all resources that are inside this space called the Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center, and each of those resources is a support mechanism for a business of some kind. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Through pulling together this team of really esteemed resource partners, we were able to launch the program at the end of January with a website in place, the marketing materials. Thank you, DJ. Exhibit did the phenomenal graphics and helped put together all of our marketing materials. And we had 18 trainings on the calendar as well as some events. And it was only through the help of pulling together these very dynamic individuals that have a true altruistic approach to helping our small businesses in this community, we were able to get the program up and running, and it has kind of hit its, we needed a critical mass of probably about, 50 small business owners to start attending and to keep attending. We well hit that. We've served nearly 100 individual established small business owners to date.
Is there a fee for service if you own a small business? How does that work?
Well, yes, there's a fee to attend all of the trainings and events, and it's nominal. You're going to get a breakfast, you're going to get a lunch provided, and it's $30. And so we've got small business owners that continue to come to the trainings because they take away so much really practical information. The trainings are very specific. It's a single topic that is, the instructors are the subject matter experts of the area, and the training is at their level. They're sophisticated business owners. They don't need basic training. They need very sophisticated topics. And if I may plug, our next training is November 11th, and the topic is lease versus purchase. We're backed by popular demand. The small business owners want to know more about, do I lease versus purchase a building? And there's so much information attached to all of that, those two choices. How do you make that choice? When do you know it's time to actually buy?
Our guest is Wendy Etterer. She's the owner of Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center. So once again, Wendy, then when you have a training, you pull one of your resource group officials, mm-hmm. let's say banking, or let's mm-hmm. say it's finance, or let's say it's networking, whatever, and then you have that expert, if you will, kind of lead that session. Is that what you're saying?
And we have pulled instructors from the general community. It isn't always a resource partner that instructs. We go, depending on the topic. For instance, Miriam Ortiz Pino did a training on the five essential organizational skills or processes in July. She's not a resource partner, but for that particular topic, I needed to go to somebody who is an expert in that particular area. And so we're not limited by the resource partners, but they certainly are tops in their fields.
So, Wendy, let's talk about, because I know Jeffrey and I talk a lot about transformational leadership and making a difference and going past the status quo. You know, what was your passion behind founding this? And what's your purpose in this company?
Well, at present, let me just make it clear. I went back to my company, Cornerstone Consulting Associates, which I started in 2001, offering consulting services to business owners, as well as for a while there, we were a civil and environmental engineering company. I launched the Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center as a program of my company because that was the quickest and fastest route. I'm in the process of transitioning it to a nonprofit status. That's a time-consuming endeavor. But what motivated me? Simply the fact that we have so many resources. We're rich in resources for our startup businesses. And the minute that they graduate from that point, where do they go here in the greater Albuquerque area to receive high-level trainings? Where do they go to be able to meet around a large conference table with their fellow entrepreneurs and discuss their issues? Now, we do have a lot of tremendous programs here in the greater Albuquerque area, networking organizations, and there are some good programs that meet monthly that people can become members. So we're not the only game in town in terms of pulling these entrepreneurs together, but most of the entrepreneurs don't participate. And so this is another avenue by which they can pay to come, enjoy it. We had our, last week we had our third Ask a CEO luncheon. Bill Miera, the CEO of Fiore Industries, was our featured entrepreneur. It was phenomenal. These are packed houses. I have to turn people away because we'll only allow 16 established business owners to each of these Ask a CEO luncheons.
Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect Now. We're with you every Saturday. I'm Jeffrey Candelari, along with
DJ Heckes.
Again, our guest today is Wendy Etterer, owner of Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center. So I have two questions, Wendy. One, what does it take to be a resource partner? Is there a fee? What, talk about that. Two, why would you want to go from a for-profit enterprise to a nonprofit enterprise? So first question, resource partner. If I want to be a resource partner, how can I be a resource partner with you?
Well, at this point, if somebody wants to become a resource partner, then we need to have a DGBRC Advisory Council meeting around and bring that up. Our resource partners make up the Advisory Council, somewhat of a board at this point. And if anyone wants to join as a resource partner at this point, they're going to need to put in a proposal. And there's going to have to be a funding element to it.
So there's a fee. There's maybe
there will be a fee from here on out.
Okay. Yeah,
correct. Because everybody else has kicked in so much that we can't really have another business come in or organization come in once our resource partners have taken all the risk and kicked in all the funding. At this point, now that we've got a positive track record, it's really about putting some skin in the game.
I'm just saying, let's say I own a technology transfer business, and mm-hmm. that's a good area for you that maybe is absent in the vacuum
right.
that you occupy.
Right.
And it's Jeffrey Candelaria Technology Transfer Business LLC, mm-hmm. and I say, hey, I can do this. I want to be part of this, and I'll pay you $5,000, whatever it is. What's the obligation? What's the expectation of that industry as mm-hmm. part of the partnership?
Well, that would be negotiated.
But, I mean, give me a sense. They attend a meeting. They do trainings.
Right. They would – all of the resource partners kick in the venues. They kick in the breakfast or lunches. They help out with promotion and printing. So it really depends on the individual business, what kind of resources they bring to the table. And so they would need to submit a proposal.
But what they get out of it is the branding.
Correct.
And access to the market, right? Access to your clients?
Well, yes, they do. But I have to say that our resource partners do not typically sell to our participants.
You know, I'll give you a perfect example, Jeffrey. We're one. And what I did in the beginning is I did all the branded documents, the logo creation, the design, the branding, just like I did for ABQ Connect now. And then what we did was we did all the printed materials in the beginning and the banner stands. And then we did the outreach and helped set up the Facebook page. And then I also do seminar trainings for her with the venue. And I think I'm supposed to host a lunch coming up. I need to get that date. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I feel that if you have a good brand and you partner and collaborate with a company that's providing this to help other businesses, what I get in return, it's the little things. I know you've brought me 2 or 3 customers already for mm-hmm. logo designs just because they love what we did for you. That's the ROI. That's that kind of collaboration with the resource partners. Is it's not just about DGBRC getting everything. It's about a collaboration of smart-minded business owners that are giving to the community, and in return, because of that giving, it's payback.
Yes, I understand that, DJ, but I don't want to apologize for making a profit. And I tend to think we tend to, in this market, apologize too much for making a profit. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being an entrepreneur and you want to make a profit. That's why I'm asking that question. Second thing is, why move to a nonprofit status versus an LLC enterprise?
Well, for 2 reasons. Number one, even though we have a fiscal agent, the loan fund, where folks can make tax.
Leroy Pacheco,
excuse me, Leroy and George, anybody could right now send a donation to the Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center. It would be tax deductible because it would be running through our fiduciary agent, the 501c3, which is the loan fund. Now, I am finding that moving forward in terms of locating grants, obtaining more donations, we need to be our own separate 501c3.
Very good. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I worked for a nonprofit for 20 years, so it makes sense. It gives you some more access mm-hmm. to capital, and
correct.
You can position yourself philanthropically and so on in a way that you can't necessarily do that if you're a for-profit. So that makes sense. DJ.
So do you see yourself primarily in the small business arena or economic development arena?
I'm in both. I don't know that – I think everyone that's involved in helping to develop our small businesses is in the economic development arena. Whenever we grow our small businesses, our economy grows. We always talk about the small business as the backbone of our economy, and that is absolutely true. And so I think any individual, any company, like Jeffrey's always out there helping, DJ's always out there helping our small businesses. They are in the economic development arena.
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting you say that. When I started this job with Bank of the West, I wanted to create, frankly, a Chamber of Commerce model for the bank. No one knows what that is. Nobody knows how to do it. But I just did it by creating live events, networking events, leadership summits, partnering with someone like DJ and others to create basically a Chamber of Commerce model. That's essentially what you're doing. You're a resource center for the business community. And I'm not sitting here running for office talking about all this nonsensical rhetoric about economic development. I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. I brought 17, and I won't mention, hamburger joints to Albuquerque, employing over 1,000 businesses based on a phone call I received from Tucson, Arizona 5 years ago. 1,000 people, not because of me, but I made about 29 calls as a result of that. And 1,000 people have jobs because I didn't think it necessarily just like a banker. I thought of myself as, how can I help build strategic alliances for this enterprise coming into Albuquerque that sells hamburgers and french fries?
Exactly.
That's what you do.
Exactly.
That's economic development. That's just not talking
right.
about it. It's doing it.
It's making those connections. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Wendy, how can, because I know we're running out of time, how can the greater Albuquerque community support the DGBRC, and how can they contact you?
Well, pardon me. Let me clear my throat so I can make this clear to everybody. I'm glad that you asked that. I'm fortunate in that we have great alliances with community organizations in the greater Albuquerque area that are not necessarily listed as a resource partner. We've got Sandoval Economic Alliance is a resource partner. Jamie Grindotto is doing a fabulous job out there. And how can they help? Let's just keep talking about where we can find that synergy and help us promote, as we will help you promote. How can you get in touch with us? Go to our website, www.dgbrc.com. That's Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center.com. Or call me.
Wendy Etterer, thank you for being a guest on our show today. She is the owner of Dynamic Growth Business Resource Center. Thank you again for tuning in to ABQ Connect Now. DJ, you want to talk about some of the live events coming up over the course of the next couple of months, please?
Please, as a reminder, save the date, November 18th, the Jingle Mingle at Exhib It. You can call 828-0574. That's 828-0574, and this event is free. December 2nd, another free event, ABQ Connect Now at Dave & Buster's, 5 to 7 p.m. on December 2nd. Also, February 4th, our Leadership Tomorrow Today Summit. Save the date at Albuquerque Pyramid Hotel.
Yeah, we still have about a minute. So, Wendy, any concluding thoughts as we move to a break here on ABQ Connect Now?
Well, thank you, Jeffrey and DJ. I appreciate the opportunity to be invited on this tremendous show. I would just like to remind our established business owners, meaning greater than 2 years in business, to check out the DGBRC. We are here to support you in whatever you need, even if it's to provide referrals, to connect you to some consulting services, the trainings. We're here for you, and we need your input.
Thank you again for tuning into ABQ Connect Now. We'll be back after this short break.
Did you know that only 50% of your marketing dollars actually work? That's right, just 50%. Which 50% is working for you? Are you tired of wasting money and not reaching the right target audience through your marketing dollars? Exhib It can help you get noticed through design and print of corporate branding, marketing one sheets, brochures, and trade show displays. Marketing has changed, and the way to reach your target audience is changing. If you want to grow your business and work with a reputable and well-known company, be sure to call now and talk with one of our marketing and Exhib It experts, 828-0574. That's 828-0574. Or visit us on the web at exhib-it.com. Again, exhib-it.com. Exhib It, it's New Mexico's leading provider of marketing, design, and printing, and portable, modular, and custom trade show displays. Proud sponsor and co-host of KTBL 1050 AM ABQ Connect Now Business Talk Radio Show on Saturdays from 10 to 11 a.m.
Welcome back, Albuquerque, and you're tuning in to ABQ Connect now. We're a business radio program with you every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. on KTBL. I'm Jeffrey Candelari along with
DJ Heckes.
And by the way, DJ Heckes is also the sponsor and co-host and owner of Exhibit, and she sponsors ABQ Connect Now. So thank you for being a sponsor of ABQ Connect Now radio program, DJ.
And Jeffrey, I would not do this radio show with anybody else but you.
I appreciate that. And I think you actually mean it. Thank you. Anyway, we're going to talk about all kinds of live events coming up in this segment, but we have an interesting guest, DJ.
So I'd like to introduce Dr. Holcomb. He's the founder of Cliff Dweller Productions, LLC. It's also known as Cliff Dweller Digital. In 2002, you founded your business, is what I see, right?
I did.
You know, and you know what's really neat is I see you everywhere and hear your company all the time. You know, today you're even New Mexico's largest video production company, and you rank among New Mexico's top 100 privately owned companies. That's the top 10 web design firms, top 10 ad agencies, and top 10 veteran-owned businesses. And then you have produced and aired over 1,500 weekly half-hour television programs. Richard, wow, when do you sleep?
Not much lately, DJ.
So tell us how you got founded and why Albuquerque?
It's actually an interesting story. It's sort of fun being behind a microphone again because I did this for a number of years. I started out in radio when I was in high school, worked in a newsroom and a radio station in Akron, Ohio, and transitioned over the years to general manager and group manager of radio stations in many states across the country, and spent two tours of duty here managing stations. In fact, I put 97.3 KISS, can I say that, on the air. In 1985 here, moved to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and did a lot of work with the Hearst Corporation, CBS, Lynn Broadcasting, Post Newsweek, primarily in television at that point in time, doing consulting work with them. Woke up one morning after 15 years in Milwaukee and said, I am not doing another winter in Milwaukee. And New Mexico always felt like home. So came out here in 2002, and we started doing a weekly television show called Home Builders Gallery that we've done for 13 years here and just sort of grew from there.
So I would almost say that you have been the face of TV and the voice of radio for many years.
Well, some people would say that. I think that's probably true.
Now, in 2013, you were named president of the Tourism Association of New Mexico. Tell me what you do with that title.
Well, the Tourism Association of New Mexico merged during my tenure with the New Mexico Lodgers Association, and we became the New Mexico Hospitality Association, which really represents 88,000 employees across the state involved with tourism and hospitality. So that would be people who work in restaurants and lodging and tourist facilities, a wide variety of folks. So we're really the organization that works with the state legislature to make sure that tourism has an adequate amount of funding to keep getting the word out about what a great place it is to live here.
So what got you in tourism? Was it because of your diverse background in TV and media and all that? How did you get into the tourism market?
I guess that's part of it, but the main reason that I got involved in tourism is I love New Mexico. I don't think that there's another place on the face of the earth that has everything that we have here. And my wife Janine and I were walking the streets in our neighborhood one day talking about how much we like New Mexico. And we said, well, let's just take a little poll in our neighborhood. And we asked people if they knew what Coshocatui was. Do you know what Coshocatui is?
No, enlighten us.
Have you ever heard of tent rocks?
Yes.
Okay, that's the Indian name for tent rocks. So now I'll see if I can't enlighten you again. If you've been to tent rocks, do you know that there's only two places in the world that those rock formations exist? Here and in Turkey.
Is that right?
Wow. So we really took off from there, and in 2010 we put a TV show on the air that was a travel show that was on the air for 2 years. And 2 years ago, we launched another one with the State Tourism Department called New Mexico True Television. We're actually in our third season of that show. So the goal is just to enlighten people in New Mexico, because there's so many of us here who just don't travel enough. And we don't know what there is in New Mexico to see and do.
Thank you again for tuning in to ABQ Connect Now Business Radio Program. We're with you every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. I'm Jeffrey Candelaria, along with
DJ Heckes.
And DJ Heckes is not only the owner of Exhibit, but she also is the sponsor and co-host, obviously, with me on ABQ Connect Now. DJ, before we go back to Richard, you want to talk about some of our live events that complement. I think, you know, we're the only radio program, business radio program that I'm aware of that has live events to complement our guests and our listeners so they can attend our live events and actually do business with one another.
And Jeffrey, you're so right, because networking is a big part of growing in leadership. So the radio station that you're mainly speaking at with me is about, you know, who are doing great things in New Mexico. We want to share that information. But these events bring together power connectors. If you want to meet people and learn a way to collaborate with other businesses, save the date for three important dates. November 18th from 5:30 to 7:30, free event at Exhibit. You can RSVP at 828-0574. That's the annual Jingle Mingle holiday party. Also, December 2nd, ABQ Connect Now at Dave & Buster's from 5:30 to 7, Jeffrey?
5 to 8 p.m. at Dave & Buster's.
Okay. And lastly, what we're even most proud of is our third Leadership Tomorrow Today Summit. This is going to be at Albuquerque Pyramid on February the 4th. It starts promptly at 8. It's over at 12. We had five dynamic leadership speakers with practical takeaways that you can pay $25 early registration or $35 afterwards. That includes continental breakfast. You can RSVP by calling Jeffrey at
604-9081. So the Leadership Summit, we're very proud of, because five dynamic leaders talking in a very pragmatic way about their perspectives on business leadership. It's only $25. And that includes continental breakfast. So, again, that's going to take place February 24th. If you're interested, give me a call, 604-9081. So back to Richard. And once again, DJ, I know that the live events allow a forum so that you can actually meet Richard. You can actually meet our guests who are, you know, folks that are insightful in the realm of business.
And, Jeffrey, that date again is February 4th. Please save the date, not the 24th.
Yeah, sorry about that. February 4th, 2016 at the Marriott from 7:30 a.m. to noon. Give me a call, 604-9081. So, Richard, getting back to you, one of the things I've always appreciated about you, we've done business together. I was actually a cameo guest on your show for about a year.
You were.
Is the fact that you operate your business and your business principles under the auspices of good is the enemy of great, right? You're always achieving greatness. And I learned a long time ago, there's a vast variance between being good and being great. And you always aspire and execute greatness. Where did that come from?
Well, first of all, thank you for that. I'm humbled that you would put me in that category. I think it really goes back to my parents. We came from a very poor family in Ohio, but we never knew we were poor. My dad always encouraged us to do the best we could at no matter what it was. I had a paper route when I was a kid. I inherited that from my older brother. I passed it along to my younger brother. My dad had one day a week off, and that was Sunday. And Sunday morning for 9 years at 5 o'clock in the morning, he was up with the three of us delivering newspapers. So that has a lot to do with it. And I also had a teacher when I was in school in 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, had her for three different classes. And she used to look at me and say, you know, you're really capable of doing much better. You can do much better. And it took me a few years for that to click in. But once it did, you know, we've just sort of taken that as our mantra that we're always trying to help businesses grow and we're always trying to do better.
Well, I think that's interesting. You know, and again, I'm a very candid, raw guy here. I grew up with cockroaches on South Broadway. So now that I have a nice house, I appreciate little things like flatware, dishes that match. And I think it's because folks that come from humble beginnings value what they earn. And I think that's a good lesson really for all of us in our country today to fight that whole entitlement nonsense battle that we're just entitled to stuff. I think you value what you earn, and you're a great paragon for that.
Well, you and DJ fall into that category. I think the three of us all learned at a relatively young age that part of what we need to do in life is give back. And the more that you give back, the more that you get. And I'm a firm believer in that, and I've seen it happen time and time again. And to me, there's nothing that makes me feel better than having our clients say to us, wow, you really helped my business. And the people, of course,
that's
that we support
ADQ
in the community.
That's what ADQ Connect now is all about, right, DJ?
I agree. And it almost goes with, have you ever read that book, How Full Is Your Bucket by
yes.
Tom Rath?
Uh-huh.
That's a give back concept.
Sure.
And I totally agree.
It is.
Very good. So, Richard, talk a little bit about some of the production services that you provide as well at Cliff Dweller. Obviously, you produce your own shows, but do you also have a mechanism by which you can be a resource for folks that want to produce their own projects?
We do, and there are several that we've done recently. We've produced some work for the United Way, the Heart Association, some other entities like that. So more and more we're finding that, first of all, you're nothing today if you don't have video. If you don't have video on your website, you're in trouble. You need to have that. And we know that professionally produced video lends a lot more than an amateur produced video. So we create websites. We have a web department within our company. So we work with companies to create websites and then provide video for those. We do a lot of corporate video work as well. The main emphasis that takes most of our time are the weekly television shows that we do, Who Rocks New Mexico and New Mexico True Television. But it's interesting to me how much we educate ourselves by the work that we do with our clients. And it's fun to get into their heads a little bit and find out what really makes them tick, and then to be able to bring that to the fore in video is really a great thing. So we love doing that. And more we're finding that corporate videos are something that people are really anxious to have us work on.
Our guest is Richard Holcomb. He's a PhD at Cliff Dweller Digital. DJ.
Also, I'd like to talk and brag about Cliff Dweller because I've been a customer. You guys have done some great videos for me when I published my second book.
Right.
And I'm telling you what, walking in, the professionalism, the staff, you know, just the little details on video. You know, we're all so self-critical of ourselves. But having someone look and say, you know what, maybe you should wear this color, or let's try this, or let's sit this way because it'll enhance your voice better or your profile better. And I think that's what's important that, to me, differentiates you and your company.
Well, we certainly do strive for that. It doesn't do any business any good if you're not making your customers happy. So that's great. And there are some sidebars that go along with this morning. At 6 o'clock, we were up in a hot air balloon shooting fall foliage and doing some stuff for one of our clients. So it's not all just sitting in the office and doing that. We get out a lot.
Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. Now, I'm Jeffrey Candelari along with
DJ Heckes.
And DJ, of course, is not only my co-host, but she is the owner of Exhibit and the sponsor of ABQ Connect now. So thank you, DJ, for sponsoring this radio broadcast every week.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
I'd like to... Are you happy now, DJ? Okay.
I would like to ask you a question. Now, are you also partner? I heard you say New Mexico True. Are you doing the commercials for the big campaign we're doing the outreach for?
No, we don't do that.
Okay.
There's a separate ad agency out of Santa Fe that does that. So we just work. We are the production company that produces New Mexico True Television, and the State Tourism Department is one of our sponsors.
But you're showing off New Mexico, too, in all of your videos, the balloon ride, the enhancements for customers, for local flair, you know, that historical information you said about the tent rocks. I mean, we need to brag more about New Mexico and all the beauty that you can show through your videos.
It's really interesting, the number of people who contact us who've watched our videos on YouTube or traveled through the state. Here's a great example. The television show airs in Las Cruces, El Paso as well. And there was a couple that was staying overnight in El Paso. They caught the show Sunday morning, and they were heading to Arizona, and they diverted their trip by 100 miles and went to Chloride, which is a ghost town about 30 miles outside of Truth or Consequences that we had just featured on the show that day. And the people who literally own this little ghost town of Chloride and have rehabbed many of the buildings there don't have huge marketing budgets. We know what the economy is like in New Mexico. So we were thrilled to be able to go there and highlight them on one of our shows that's now aired 3 or 4 times. And they said every time that that piece airs, people drive miles to go to Chloride to see what an old ghost town looks like. So that's what this is really all about, is showing how great New Mexico is.
Our guest is Richard Holcomb. He is the owner of Cliff Dweller Digital. We've done business in the past. He does video production, website development, social media, SEO, online marketing, advertising, branding. I want to talk about branding. I'm fascinated by branding. I've always felt there's a vacuum in New Mexico. When you think of Colorado, they have a brand. When you think of Arizona, New York, Florida, California, even Texas, probably the apotheosis of branding. You think of Texas, you always have a certain brand in your mind. New Mexico has not done a good job of branding itself, and I think you've touched on it. We have so many natural resources. We call ourselves the land of enchantment, but I'm not really sure what that means. We're one of the only states that has mountains, a desert, some water, different topographies, forests, yet I don't know that we've done a good job of coalescing a brand. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the last 4 years, 5 years now that we've had the New Mexico True brand, it's made a huge difference in how New Mexico is perceived. There was recently a study done, and I'm not speaking out of school, but I'm not sure I have the facts exactly right, so go with me on this, that there's a branding campaign that Michigan has done for a number of years. In a recent study that the State Tourism Department did, the people were so excited about the results for New Mexico True that they came here and did a big presentation on the New Mexico True campaign. And they've said that this campaign will probably take over as the number one campaign in the country that Michigan has held for a number of years.
So New Mexico True, what is it propagating as a brand?
Well, the New Mexico True campaign really... And you should have our Secretary of Tourism come in and be on the show and talk about this. But it's really a branding program that shows New Mexico in a way that it hasn't been shown before. For instance, a lot of the commercials that run today, there are winter commercials that show New Mexico as a ski destination. How many people outside of New Mexico think about that? They don't. You know, they think of New Mexico as desert and no water, or they think of New Mexico as Phoenix with 120-degree temperatures. We have to get them here. And the New Mexico True campaign has been very, very successful in increasing the number of out-of-state tourists that come to New Mexico. And at the same time, it's done a great job of increasing the number of in-state visits by those of us who live here. So I think that that's really the start of this brand.
Am I hearing you say New Mexico True then is showcasing New Mexico as a multifarious venue, not just a one or two single thing, but many things?
Absolutely.
Is that what it is?
Okay. Absolutely.
What I really like is, you know, branding's my passion also, and I know McKee Walrick played a big part on some campaigning, too, for New Mexico True, ACVB, really.
Right, for ACVB.
And for New Mexico True, when I fly all the time, I see the campaigns, but I liked how they went after the target segments. They decided who travels to New Mexico. We have nature here. They're going after the tritsters, the younger entrepreneurs and travelers that say, hey, I want culture, I want open space. Then they got the business people. They have the families, you know, the empty nesters. And I like how they target their message to each of those demographic audiences.
They've done an excellent job, in my opinion, of figuring out who the target is for New Mexico and then going after those folks. And you hit on most of who they are. You know, retirees are finding New Mexico. And we'd love to have a whole bunch of them move out here because it really helps the economy.
Thank you for tuning in to ABQ Connect Now. We're with you every Saturday from 10 to 11 on 1050 KTBL. If you'd like to attend any of our events or meet any of our guests, give me a call. I'm Jeffrey Candelari along with
DJ Heckes.
Call me at 604-9081, 604-9081. And again, DJ is also the sponsor of ABQ Connect Now and the owner of Exhibit.
You know, you hit earlier about, Jeffrey had mentioned Arizona and Denver and branding. I know at the end of World War II, you know, I've heard you talk about Albuquerque and Phoenix and Denver were the same size cities, going back, if you can believe this, 35,000 in population. And, you know, we all these areas relied on government labs, you know, the oil and gas to fuel Mexico, New Mexico. But, you know, they found themselves in the reinventing their states also. So this is something that's not outside the normal for other state issues, too.
Well, we're beginning to understand that New Mexico can't rely on the government and we can't rely on oil and gas the way that we have. Phoenix and Denver at the end of World War II had to invent themselves. And New Mexico just sort of rode that wave of the labs, if you will, and government dollars. And now people in the state are really waking up to the fact that we can't do that any longer. So New Mexico is in the throes, if you will, of understanding that and realizing that they have to grow up too. And what we've always been viewed as is not necessarily what we are. And that's where this branding is so important for New Mexico True.
Well, we've been dying a slow death for 50 years.
Long time.
So Richard is the owner of Cliff Dweller Digital. Getting back to the branding, New Mexico True then, does it work in concert with ACVB? Because ACVB just launched a new campaign with a chili or something. I'm not convinced that was a good brand, but the point is, do they work together? How do you have any sense of that? And ACVB, by the way, is the Albuquerque Convention
Visitors Bureau. Right.
And their mission is to position Albuquerque as a destination for conventions and tourism.
Yeah, most cities have a Convention Visitors Bureau. Santa Fe has one. Las Cruces has one. There are several cities and towns around the state that have those. So the goal, I think, with all of them today is to work together for the betterment of New Mexico. We've sort of gotten past the point of saying it just has to be Albuquerque or it just has to be Santa Fe. It really needs to be New Mexico. And if we brand New Mexico properly, everybody in the state is going to benefit. I just saw a quick blurb before I left my office to come down here that said that one publication is now listed New Mexico or listed Albuquerque as the number two winter destination in the country. Well, why is that? People fly into Albuquerque to go to Durango or go to Taos. They go to Angel Fire. They go to Red River to ski in the winter.
Well, that's
Santa Fe.
And that's a great point. That's why I thought that one of the reasons I want to meet with you this coming Thursday relative to radio time is the spaceport is to me a mecca of opportunity. Not just for Branson and his dealings, and you know he's leveraging his enterprise here, but it should be something that we should really be very circumspect about marketing as New Mexicans, because we paid for that place. And I don't have all the answers, but we should really make that a branding icon for New Mexico.
The Spaceport Authority is working on starting to brand that facility now. Of course, the tragedy that Virgin Galactic had set us back a little bit in that regard. But the estimates are that once Virgin Galactic starts to fly, we can anticipate another 200,000 out-of-state visitors a year coming to Spaceport. But I think it's really important when you talk about Spaceport to understand that it's not just about these 700 people plus that have paid $250,000
exactly
to take a ride.
Absolutely.
So the people at Virgin Galactic recently announced that the goal is global travel with Spaceport America as the focal point. So imagine you being in St. Louis and you hop a plane in St. Louis in an afternoon and you fly to New Mexico and we get you out to Spaceport America, have a nice breakfast out there, you hop on a plane. In 3 hours or less, you're in any country in the world. You have your business meeting, you get on the plane, and you fly back here.
And Albuquerque is the place that accepts you in the first place because we have the airport.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying.
Correct.
There needs to be a synergistic relationship, a symbiotic, better word, relationship with Albuquerque and Las Cruces and up to wherever the heck that place is, to the consequences. But the point is, that's the launching pad to the world. That's the launching pad to space.
I am still a huge, huge believer. We've been involved, my company's been involved with Spaceport since the very beginning, and I am a huge believer that it is going to transform New Mexico. We were down there for a press announcement a couple of years ago, and on one side of us was Sweden, and on the other side of us was Japan with cameras. The world is anticipating what's going to happen in Spaceport. In Virgin Galactic, I think it's 7 is the number of spaceports they plan to build around the world. So the younger generation, not my generation, but the younger generation is going to be the big benefactor of this, and you're going to see some amazing things come out of Spaceport as soon as flights start.
You know, right now, our lieutenant governor is actually on his way next week to go to a trade show in Southern California. They've partnered with Spaceport for an outreach because they're doing a new campaign, The Future is New Mexico, for technology. Because we've done so many things over the years, we're like the hidden secret. And now it's time to shout that out so people put us on the map because of what's going on, what we just talked about. I see great things for New Mexico. What do you see?
Exactly the same. I think New Mexico is going to continue to reinvent itself, and it's going to become a state that today we don't even understand or see what it's going to be. But space and aerospace opportunities are huge for this state. We need to take advantage of those.
Well, let's be strategic, though. This isn't about you, but what New Mexico, what I've seen the last 30 years doing business here is we throw spaghetti on the wall, we hope, and then every entity has its own little agenda and mission, and I don't know that we do a good job of working together. We say we do, but with this spaceport, to me, it's an opportunity to build a consortium of enterprises, of businesses, of resources, so that we all collectively put that brand together, position it all over the world, so we become the vanguard of your launching pad to any place in the world and your launching pad to outer space. And it's not just about Virgin Galactic, to your point.
I think one of the things that New Mexico is not really aware of is that we have a legislative jobs council that's going on right now. It's members of the legislature, including the Speaker of the House and the President Pro Tem of the Senate and 20 other legislators who are working with the private sector to figure out how we create 160,000 jobs between now and 2025 to get us back to where we were in 2007. So that's what we've lost. So there is this concerted effort going on between the public and the private sector now, Jeffrey, that's working very, very hard and diligently to start creating new and different kinds of alliances than we've had in the past to get rid of some of the things that you're talking about.
Our guest is Richard Holcomb. He is the owner of Cliff Dweller Digital, and obviously our guest here on the second segment of ABQ Connect. Now, in fact, that's why we're meeting independent of this show to talk
about
and move
these
forward
things,
that very
right.
action. EJ.
So tell me, let's go back to the New Mexico 2 television. You said it airs in New Mexico and West Texas, Southern Colorado, and Eastern Arizona. How do people tune in to watch this?
Well, we air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on KOB4. And Comcast Cable 27, I believe, airs the program about 10 times a week as well. So for those of us in the listening area of the radio station, 8:30 Sunday mornings, KOB4.
Thanks for helping get New Mexico's beauty on TV.
Love every minute of it. Every chance I have to talk about New Mexico and show what we have here makes my day.
Thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect Now. I'm Jeffrey Candelari along with
DJ Heckes.
And thank you for sponsoring DJ ABQ Connect Now. Richard, we have about a minute or so. Any concluding thoughts about what you're doing and Cliff Dweller or outside of that space, no pun intended?
None other than everybody who lives here should be supporting New Mexico and the beauty that we have here. And my parting thought and word to everybody would be, get out and see what we've got. You know, watch our television show. We help you every week plan little trips that you can take with your family. But it is such a wonderful place to live. And I get tired of going to restaurants and hearing people say, there's nothing to do here. There's tons of stuff to do. You just need to make yourself available to them and enjoy what we have.
Thank you for being a guest on ABQ.
Thanks for having me.
DJ, very quickly, our live events.
December 2nd, Dave and Buster's, 5 to 7 p.m. And February 4th, Leadership Tomorrow, Today Summit. Save the date. You can call
604-9081. Thank you again, Richard, for being a guest on ABQ Connect. Now we're with you every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. on 1050 KTBL. I'm Jeffrey Candelari along with
DJ Heckes. And save the dates. We've got some great events. I know we've mentioned them, but please write this down. November 18th, free event, the Jingle Mingle Annual Party at Exhib It. You can RSVP by 828-0574.
Thank you for tuning in to ABQ Connect Now.
Did you know that only 50% of your marketing dollars actually work? That's right, just 50%. Which 50% is working for you? Are you tired of wasting money and not reaching the right target audience through your marketing dollars? Exhib It can help you get noticed through design and print of corporate branding, marketing one-sheets, brochures, and trade show displays. Marketing has changed, and the way to reach your target audience is changing. If you want to grow your business and work with a reputable and well-known company, be sure to call now and talk with one of our marketing and Exhib It experts, 828-0574. That's 828-0574. Or visit us on the web at exhib-it.com. Again, exhib-it.com. Exhib It, it's New Mexico's leading provider of marketing, design, and printing. and portable, modular, and custom trade show displays. Proud sponsor and co-host of KTBL 1050 AM ABQ Connect Now Business Talk Radio Show on Saturdays from 10 to 11 a.m.
Listen online at 1050talk.com. 1050 KTBL, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque.
A Cumulus Media Station.
Special report, attack on France.
It's a terrible shock for us.